Chapter 21. He had called Healy, but hadn't explained why he'd asked him to come to the station house. After talking to Healy, he'd called back the Boston homicide detective to apologize for hanging up on him. Jesse made a perfectly reasonable excuse about an emergency situation popping up just as he'd called. The detective seemed only too willing to accept the little town chief's excuse, and rushed him off the phone without bothering to ask why he'd called in the first place. That suited Jesse fine. The bigger issue was that Jesse suddenly knew things that other cops would want to know, but he wasn't sure he could risk telling them. At least, not yet. That was where Healy would come into it. Suit, still wound up over having nearly proposed marriage, was annoying Molly, eating donuts and drinking coffee. Suit was basically his old self now that he was back on patrol again, but Jesse worried about him. He had always worried a little more about Suit than he did about his other cops, even before the shooting. Suit was a living example of the adage that men grow old but never grow up, and his still boyish face only served to drive the point home. He was a kid in a big man's body. The question in Jesse's head was, what would happen if Suit ever had to pull his weapon again? Would he hesitate? Worse, would he be too quick to shoot? The department shrink had given Suit a clean bill of health, but Jesse worried just the same. Back in L.A., he had seen what violent encounters could do to even the most experienced cops. Shooting another human being, even one as detestable as Mr. Peepers, comes at a price. Getting shot yourself comes with an even bigger price. When Healy showed up, Molly called in to Jesse to let him know. You and Suit come in too. Tell Suit to bring in two extra chairs. Healy was in golfing mode today, but had already managed to make his attire look well lived in. The worry over his wife was evident in his eyes. Molly was concerned. You could read it on her face, like a bold headline. Suit was Suit. He would take things as they came and deal with them then. Jesse took the bottle of Tullamore Dew out of his drawer and waved it at Healy. Healy nodded his approval. Molly, Suit? Jesse asked. Molly nodded too. Suit looked at Molly like she'd sprouted a second head. For Molly to drink on duty, things had to be seriously wrong. You better have one too, Suit, Jesse said, pouring three shots into the red plastic cups. What's going on, Jesse? Suit asked, taking the cup off the chief's desk. Jesse said, I'll get to that in a second, Suit. First, I need to talk to Captain Healy, but you two should stay. You got my attention, Healy said, sipping at the fine Irish whiskey. Jesse stood, turned his back to the others in the room, and stared out the window at Stiles Island beyond. Healy, what if I tell you that I'm sure Gino Fish didn't kill his receptionist, and that he only killed himself to save himself from an even more painful death? The captain laughed a strange, strangled kind of a laugh, but stopped when he noticed no one else was laughing with him. I'd say you should start drinking again, because being sober isn't doing a damned thing to make you more clear-headed. And what if I could tell you who killed the old woman, the cabbie, and the dog in Salem? Healy didn't laugh this time. Yeah? Who? Jesse didn't answer, not directly. This time turning to look at his old friend. And what if I told you that the same person was responsible for both crimes, and for all the tires getting shot out in Paradise over the last few weeks? I'd say I'm getting tired of you asking me questions, and that I'm ready to hear your answer. Fair enough, Jesse said. Then he turned to Molly. Go to the evidence locker and get out any two of the bullets recovered from the car tires. Molly did as she was asked. What's going on, Jesse? Healy asked the same question both Molly and Suit had asked before him. Jesse didn't answer, choosing to wait until Molly returned. When she did, she handed two plastic evidence bags to Jesse, who in turn put them in front of Healy. You have your ballistics guys run those with the bullets the ME pulled out of the Salem Vicks, and they'll match. Healy held the bags up to the light. Yeah, they look like 22s, but even in Massachusetts, there are a lot of 22 handguns floating around. Same gun, Jesse said. Same ammo. I'd bet on it. Okay. So let's say what you claim checks out. Then what? I still need a name. Do you have a name for me? Sort of. Healy banged his empty cup on Jesse's desk. Sort of? Sort of. Are you going to share with the class, Jesse, or do you expect me to guess? You know, I got a lot going on in my life right now, and I don't have a lot of patience for this stuff. Here's my problem, Healy, he said, pouring a second shot into the captain's cup. If I tell you the name, I need you to sit on the information. Lives depend on it. Probably the lives of the people in this room and their families. Healy didn't flinch. I can do that for a few days, sure. Wouldn't be the first time I sat on things. Jesse shook his head slowly. Not a couple of days, Healy. A month, maybe a little more. Healy looked sick, as if the whiskey had turned to battery acid in his belly. I can't do... Jesse took the brown envelope back out of his desk and pushed it over to Healy. And when the captain saw the writing on the back of Jen's photo, he knew, as Molly knew before him. Jesus, he said. Not him again. Suit had had enough. Not who again? Come on, guys. I'm tired of being the only one in here who doesn't know the secret. Who are we talking about? Molly, Healy, and Jesse looked at one another, then all turned to look at Suit. Mr. Peepers, they said, as if in a single voice. And for the first time in all the years they had worked together, Jesse saw real fear on Suit's face.